Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Did Michael Irvin get scared last night on national television? We think so. First, RJ Choppy with college and pros with this week's Degenerate.
Hey, there's the music. What a college weekend it was last week. It was awesome. For the capital A.
3-1 in college last week.
Ooh.
Then I added a couple of games as well with the second half line of the Boise State UConn game.
You bet on UConn second half?
Yeah. And then also the second half line of Arizona State and Michigan State. By the way, it was a thrilling 3-0 game at half.
Did you bet on her?
Of course I did.
Nice.
Yeah, because I play to win the game. I don't know what you guys do, but I play to win the game. But, you know, by the way, if you want good halftime bets or just good bets, at F-Ball Glory Hole on Twitter are incredible when it comes to live odds and stuff. They do a great job. They've got an algorithm. It's amazing.
What's that handle again?
F-Ball Glory Hole.
Why are you writing it down like you're going to do something about it? You and I retire. Our gambling days are done.
You know, I still like to look at it. I still like to feed off of it a little bit. And I am in that spread pick'em that Sandler's got us doing, picking 40 games a week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I do need the insight, even though I'm not gambling on a regular basis. But, man, there's a part of me, Sean.
I think I'm in fourth place in that day. I'm
itching,
crushing.
Man. I'm itching. I don't know if it's an allergic reaction or something, but I'm itching.
Are you adding up where you finish per week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you add up all the weeks.
It's a cumulative.
It's cumulative.
Okay.
And they have a week-to-week winner, too. So here we go. You want college first or pros?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Let's go with college.
All right.
Boise State, Oklahoma State. This is a 2-point spread. I actually think Boise State's going to win this game. They're underdogs, so you might want to take them. But I am definitely taking the over. Over 64. The quarterback of Boise State. Mark Rippon's kid?
Oh.
Yeah, buddy.
Rip it.
Yep, that's his name is Brett Rippon. So there you go. That's the quarterback of Oklahoma of Boise State. So here you go. That's the first one. LSU plus 10.5 at Auburn. LSU plus 10.5. Duke plus 6.5 at Baylor. Duke actually whooped up on a Northwestern a couple weeks ago as a dog. I love Duke plus 6.5. David Cutcliffe, good coach.
Aren't they missing their quarterback, though? Did
Duke?
He get hurt? Yeah.
They do. They are missing their quarterback.
Okay.
Baylor's terrible.
Okay.
Baylor is just as bad as it gets.
Okay.
Upset of the week. Now, I don't know if they're actually going to wind up winning this game, but they are definitely on alert. Take Ole Miss plus 21 against Alabama. Alabama struggles at Ole Miss. They will pull a stinker there every now and then. Give me Ole Miss plus the 21 points. Houston minus 1.5 at Texas Tech. Cougs all day in this game on the road. USC, Texas, under 47. USC could score against Stanford. Texas barely scored against Tulsa. These two couldn't score with a fistful of 50s, as they like to say.
Who do you have winning?
USC, take them plus the 3.5 against the Longhorns as well. Although this is the kind of game Tom Herman gets up for somehow, but I'll see it. That's a bad team. They've got bad quarterback play. Shane Buechele should have been their quarterback all along.
Should have been.
Should be. Should be. He is, I think, far better. So give me USC plus the 3.5. All right, National Football League.
By the way, real quick, is Ohio State TCU going to be worth the hype?
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a very good game. Gary Patterson's a good coach. Keeps those games close.
And you're picking?
I'll pick Ohio State to win it, but I'm not going to touch the spreads 12.5.
All right.
NFL, before you place a bet on this game, figure out what's going on. Right now, Some places have Minnesota.
How'd you do in NFL last week? Because you didn't mention that when you were bragging earlier to start the segment.
I did 1-3.
Oh,
1-3.
Okay. I was going to say, I saw an angry tweet out there in the ether about your picks last week.
Yeah, he said my picks stunk, and I was like, did you pay attention to Saturday?
All right.
You know?
Hey, it's a long game. That's what people got to remember when it comes to gambling. You know, the best gamblers in the world only win about 56% of the time, right?
Yeah, there are two people who win 60% of their games. Lucky people and liars.
Liars.
That's it. Nobody wins 60%.
All right.
But right now, you might be able to get Minnesota and Green Bay to pick them. If it is, be all over that. But there's also places that have Green Bay as a 7.5-point dog because they think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be out. If you have a good feeling one way or the other, make your own decision on that one. I'm not going to have that game as an official game, but just kind of giving you the information there. Detroit, San Francisco, take the over 48. Take the over 48 in that one.
Okay.
Both teams are 0-1. Both teams need this game, and I think both teams have pretty good offenses. Denver minus 6 against Oakland. Oakland is such a mess. I don't know what John Gruden's doing.
That game's in Denver, right?
Yeah, I don't know what John Gruden's doing. I don't know if – does he think Derek Carr is his future quarterback? Like, because if he didn't.
He said he has no doubt Derek Carr will be great. Derek Carr does not throw down the field.
No, he doesn't. Derek Carr might as well be Dak Prescott. But if you think Derek Carr is your future, are you really trading your star pass rusher? Or do you trade a star pass rusher when you don't need a star pass rusher because you know you're going to get a new quarterback? So who knows? And then Indy, Washington, I like the over in that game as well. Over 48. Andrew Luck should be able to put some points up. Alex Smith is as efficient as it gets as a quarterback. So there you go. Three selections in the NFL. I'm staying away from this Cowboy game. I do think if I was going to go one way, it would be the under. The under's 42.5. I'd probably take the under.
And we are all picking the Cowboys to win. Sean and RJ here on your home of America's team and the NFL, where last night you heard the Bengals beat the Ravens 34-23. And if you haven't heard it yet, Michael Irvin versus Steve Smith on the set of the NFL Network. Michael was trying to make a point that Joe Flacco has had zero wide receiving help since Anquan Boldin. Steve Smith played for someone after Carolina.
It wasn't Cleveland. It was Baltimore.
Yeah, and Steve had to remind the playmaker.
Last time I really had me one of those I trust you receivers, that was Anquan Boldin, and that was 2012, and I took it to the Super Bowl. Watch this player, Michael Crabtree, right here. You see this right here?
What? I get to you, Steve.
Just go right skip over here on Michael Crabtree right here. Steve, you're bad.
Why are you standing up?
You were bad, man, because my knee hurt.
You all right?
When I stand up,
boy, got excited. You stand up. Hold on.
So you telling me that they ain't had a wide receiver since Anquan?
But Steve, you played that, then you got hurt, so he had to go through it, because you talked about those injuries. I'm with you on
I
that.
I went through the injuries, but Anquan wasn't the only baller out there. Because I understand you have the rings, but I passed you statistically years ago.
Hang in there. I got enough right rings now to let all y'all borrow one.
Hang in
still
there.
Have some.
I concur and I agree with your rings, but at the same time, it ain't no route I couldn't run that you hoped you could run.
I like the competition still on the side right now.
I got a doctor in route running.
Like
talk about it. I got a doctor in route. You got
tell
a,
him about
you
it.
You got an associate's degree. Play, bro.
Man, Steve Smith, I don't think, is joking. They got into it once before over clothes, and I think Mike is just trying to laugh his way out of it. G-Bag asked him last year, and he's like, nah, man, we're playing. We're kidding. Steve Smith is giving this death stare. Like, I don't think he's playing. Who'd you win? Who would you pick in a fight right now? Now, Michael still works out, but you got an age gap. Steve is obviously smaller, but, man, I think that rage, he got that Bassett rage in him.
He does have that Bassett rage. I don't know, man. The fact that Mike's got so many inches on him, I might take Mike.
Are there a pair of scissors nearby?
That was never proven. you know, Steve's right. Look, he's got 3,000 more yards than Mike.
He says he's got him beating all the stats, and he's a superior route runner.
But how many more years did he play than Mike?
Played a lot. He played 16 years. Mike played, you know, what, 11? So that's, you know, I'm sorry, 12. So that's, like, that's a pretty big gap. And then in terms of 1,000, let's just go by 1,000-yard seasons. In 16 years, Steve had 8. Mike had 7. you know, way more than half of Mike's years were 1,000-yard receptions.
Steve Smith is 39, tail the tape, 39, 5'9". Mike is 52, 6'2".
Mike had a yard and a half per catch more in a on a rushing team.
I'm trying to pick a fight.
Oh, the fight's already over.
You keep going with these
stats. It's already over.
Tell me who would win, playmaker. What do you think would happen?
What do you think would win? Oh, you know, I would tell you to just do. First of all, here's what I would do. I put the gloves on, but I put my three rings under the gloves. Anyway, and it would be so much harder than that because he would be hit with gold and diamond. And we all know that the strongest murderer out there is the diamond ring.
I put the rings under the gloves. Let's go around the NFL real quick. See if I can convince you to watch all of these games right here on your home.
I love it. We should have done this last week. Huh? We should have done this last week for Buffalo, Baltimore.
Yeah, I skipped that.
By the way, I'm circling that Carolina Panthers, Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night game in November as hopefully another opportunity for Mike to twist the knife. Well, Cam's never had a number one receiver. No, he's never had a number one receiver in his time.
All right, Panthers-Falcons, that's easy. That's a good game. And what is Atlanta going to do to try to avoid going 0-2? Chargers at Bills, that's easy now. The Chargers are a team that everyone was picking. A little, not even a sleeper pick. They went past a sleeper pick to win the AFC West. And the first start for Josh Allen. I'm in. Vikings-Packers, easy, although I will say, if Rodgers doesn't play, I won't be that interested. I can't watch Deshaun Kizer play quarterback anymore. So I can't really sell that if Aaron's not playing and he's questionable, he hasn't practiced this week. Texans at Titans. I can't stand watching the Titans, but I do want to see Deshaun Watson respond. And I'm so curious about J.J. J.J. Supposedly wreaked havoc on the Patriots second half last week. I'm not going to make this an appointment game. It'll be a drive-by for me. Browns at Saints, yes. The Browns are interesting.
Yeah, the Browns are, I don't want to say they're must-see TV, but they're CTV.
And can the Saints avoid 0-2?
Doesn't matter. They went there last year. This is one of the playoffs.
Dolphins at Jets. I kind of treat this like the Texans-Titans game. I'm watching this to see Sam Darnold, whether the Wiz Kid can continue to impress everybody. Chiefs at Steelers. F, yes. Can Mahomes reproduce? And then you got the pressure on Pittsburgh, where Ben is a different guy, and they, of course, are 0-0-1. Eagles at Buccaneers. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's he going to do? And then Filthy, hopefully.
Well, that's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, can he outscore Philly? I hope that he can. The Eagles can rush you. They can't cover you. Let's see if Deshaun Jackson gets back out there with Mike Evans. Hopefully Tampa Bay can give Filthy some problems for the NFC East. Colts Redskins, I'm in. That's an interesting close game to me. What are the Redskins after a victory over crappy Arizona? Indianapolis, I think this is going to be a really good close game. Cardinals at the Rams. I cannot sell anything with Arizona until Rosen plays. And let's see if the Rams have a letdown. Well, this is a possible letdown game. With a 13-point spread at home. Lions at 49ers. That, I think, is going to be a really good game.
Yeah, that's intriguing.
I'm not really excited to see it, but I think it's going to be a really good game at Redskins-Colts. Raiders at Broncos. Yes. Chucky, again, I love watching his mannerisms. The Broncos are one of my sleeper teams. Heavyweight fight, all in. Patriots at Jacksonville, game of the week. Us Sunday night, and then Monday night, Seahawks at Bears. Russell Wilson, Khalil Mack, and that's about it.
Let me tell you something. If the Texans-Titans is our game that we get at noon on Sunday, Sean will watch more football than I will.
On TV?
Yes.
I'll be listening to Packers-Vikings with a fan, RJ. Like a good employee.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.